rays of power. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 13. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like the burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down amongst the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. God is a consuming fire. Fire is a basic element of his divine nature. In the days of the Old Testament, God manifested himself through various forms of fire. For God to make his glorified sons into his image, they will surely be creatures of fire. Not necessarily exactly like unto the cherubim or fire creatures that Ezekiel saw. And just what the appearance of each one will be is unknown. Perhaps as different in their appearance as are the countless variations of the faces of men on earth. Nevertheless, those who will be formed in the divine image will surely be creatures born out of the fire, with a burning fire both within as well as without. And out of the fire went forth lightning. Lightning is electrical fire with enormous energy. The lightning that emanated from the fire creatures was not flames of the ordinary fires of combustion that make up most of the fires that are so common on earth. These flashes that appeared as lightning were not rays of light from the flaming lamps, but they were sudden releases of pure energy generated by the tremendous burning fire in which these creatures lived. There were sudden flashes of light, far more powerful than ordinary light rays, somewhat like the furious lightning barrage that accompanies the tremendous energy of a great storm. God is a consuming fire, and God was in Christ. In the immensity of the infinite fire of his love, on the cross, there the divine fire burned with infinite fury, releasing mighty, redeeming power. With lightning rays of pure love energy, he took away forever the sins of the repentant sinner. There the dreadful wrath of God was relieved in awful fire of judgment upon the sacrifice of the Lamb of God as he suffered the penalty and guilt of the sins of the whole world. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus, to whom was given all power in heaven and on earth, was tested by the devil in the wilderness to see if he would use his power for himself and his own benefit. He rejected the temptation because Jesus chose only to use his awesome power at the direction of the Holy Spirit according to the will of his Father. Fire within. Ezekiel said of the cherubim, out of the fire went forth lightning. It went forth. Its direction was outward, did not turn in upon the fire creatures, nor did it rebound back. Out of the fire came forth lightning that would fulfill its purpose and not be quenched. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace in which awaited them the Son of God, and the fire within him entered into them also. The fire of zeal, obedience, and love of God within their hearts was far greater than the fire in the furnace. Therefore, the furnace fire could not lay hold upon them to hurt them at all. In curiosity, Nebuchadnezzar the king looked inside the furnace to see what strange things were happening. Suddenly, he was struck by a lightning bolt of revelation, shot forth from those three fire creatures and from he who is the all-consuming fire himself. Nebuchadnezzar, the great king, never fully recovered from that ego-shattering bolt. What a lightning bolt it was! It came out of the furnace and went straight to his head and his heart and gave him a change of mind and a change of heart. There was sufficient power in that strike of energy light to change the dull understanding and egoistic heart of that king completely. It changed his religion, his attitude, his heart, and understanding, and quenched his demonic fury. That ray of power that came out of the fire residing in the men of God in that furnace affected even the direction of the government of that nation. Even before the fire creatures are brought forth in full manifestation in the world of light and fire, there is a fire that already burns within them. David was sitting in the presence of wicked men and determined to be very careful what he said in the company of those men, lest he speak hastily or rashly and sin with his lips. For a while, he endured their conversation of unbelief and evil words of calumny without comment. Finally, he could restrain himself from answering no longer. His way of expressing what happened is very poetic and graphic. He said, "While I was musing, the fire burned." Already the fire was ignited within him, and it blazed up strong at hearing the flood of evil pour forth from unclean lips. David just could not let the situation pass by unchallenged and unopposed. Something like a burning fire rose within him, and out of his heart, like a lightning flash, there flowed through his lips words of wisdom and faith. The fire of the anointing released his mind and thought and brought deliverance to the situation. Psalm 39, verses 2 and 3. And David said, "I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue."